FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Jeff Jordan is with us this morning. We're going to be reminiscing about some earlier memories on WGNS. Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Well, as we commented earlier, you and I off mic, we're both above ground on this side of the grass. That's always makes it a good day, and it's a
good way to start the day.
Good day in the borough.
Absolutely. And this is your home. I mean, it has been. From the beginning?
Pretty much. Moved here when I was about two. And
That's pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. matter of fact, we didn't know it, but you and I were really early neighbors just a couple of blocks away back in Nashville.
You never came over to play?
I don't know. I don't think I could walk. But at any rate... out on West End, out in that area, but I've been here since I was 2 years old. That's right.
And you know, obviously, for somebody who has just moved here and they haven't seen things change much, what has changed the most in those years for you, from 2 years till now? You're 29, I think.
Yeah. Well, Bart, it's the same place, and it's an entirely, and I do mean almost entirely, different place. I guess if you would have to just pick out one thing, the population has changed remarkably. We've gone from a little tiny hamlet of about 5,000-6,000, I guess, and three-digit phone numbers to 110,000 in the borough, and about, I think it's 270,000, I think, for the county as a whole. And so the population has been the number one thing, and all that growth has inspired, may not be the right word, but it has caused changes in everything else.
But, you know, I think you said something really interesting there in the fact that it has changed very little, and yet it's totally different. And I think that is really very true.
I don't know why this is true. I think that it is true. Well, we have generally a different type of citizen here. We've got just a community of genuinely, I think, extremely nice people. I mean, I really believe that. Of course, every town wants to know, promote itself as, I know Athens, Tennessee talks about it, the friendly city and all, and you know, that's fine. Although we were down there playing basketball, I don't recall them being particularly friendly. But at any rate, you know, but I think that's true in the borough. We just got a lot of nice people here, and great citizens and on general. That has made our community a very, I think, is the building block at least of a very great place to live.
You know, there's no way I wouldn't imagine for somebody to say, well, they only select friendly people to move into their town.
Right.
Obviously, but I think that once you are here, you sort of get exposed to other people who are concerned about you and care about others, and that has to possibly even change people.
I guess it could be. You want to, the peer pressure effect is what you're referring to, and I think there's something to that. I think it's true, by the way, in Smyrna and Laverne and Eagleville and Rutherford County in general, and in the smaller unincorporated parts of our county, Las Casas, Rockvale, Kittrell, Readville, the Buchanan area, Christiana. I mean, it's just a good place to live.
Mm-hmm,
and
I think so.
And it's been, there's a lot of reasons for that. There's a lot of reasons why this has been popular place to move to, and why our growth has gone from about 35 to 40,000 when I was a boy to, you know, approaching 300,000 today. There's, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people come here, and we can go over those at some point if you want to. But I think in general, the growth has been good. There's a downside to it, of course, but in general, it's been very positive. And in general, we have got great citizens.
And interesting, when you mentioned about the growth of 35, 40,000 when you were a child versus almost 300,000 now, this used to be a rural area that was near Nashville.
Right.
And you would have to go to Nashville to shop. You'd have to go to Nashville to do a lot of things. You don't have to go to Nashville anymore at all unless you just want to travel somewhere. I mean, everything you need is here, whether it's medical or clothing or whatever.
I think that's generally true. I have an uncle in Nashville, so other than going to see him or when Vanderbilt plays MTSU, which they just did a couple of weeks ago, I don't go to Nashville on occasional business, and I try to find out a reason not to go because of the horrendous traffic that they have. Of course, we have it too, but at least I'm in my hometown.
That's right.
You know, and I'm not an hour away from the house, so there's really no reason. I do 98% of any shopping that I do is right here, and it's critical. I wish everyone would do that, for really.
Now, when you were growing up, and I know a little about Jeff, so I can bring up some of these points. Your father was over at Goldstein's. A lot of people were not here and have not had a chance to walk into Goldstein's, which was a department store, and actually see what it was like. How did it feel when you walked into Goldstein's? First of all, where was Goldstein's?
Goldstein's... And I'm not sure when it opened, but I believe late 30s or early 40s. And it's located on the corner of the street that you and I are on right now, Church Street and the Public Square. As a matter of fact, I think, I'm not sure of the numbering system at that time, but I believe now it is number one Public Square. The Election Commission and its adjacent offices are there, just a couple of doors down from Big B Cleaners. And Goldstein's was at that time the premier department store outside of Nashville, and Harvey's and Cress's maybe, and Kane Sloan a little bit later after that. Goldstein's was the place to shop. It was by far and away, I think, one of the finest department stores in the Mid-South, certainly in Middle Tennessee.
And when you walked into it, you had the feel of going into a really nice...
Oh, yeah.
Department store.
Yes, it was, and you can see a little bit if you go back in there. Most people don't do it. The county offices are in there now. There's a zoning area upstairs, mapping and so forth, and a lot of also unused space. And the building is although renovated and everything, it's doesn't look a lot like it looked back then. It was gutted, of course, and changed somewhat.
So there's no treasures.
No, unfortunately not. It had two sides. It had two major doors to it, and there was a back door, but it was just there for the fire marshal. It wasn't used. And one side, the side on the right, was shopping for women. No, I'm sorry, shopping for men, and the left was shopping for women. And the major office around the store was in a connecting room there that connected both of them back in the back. And then you had a shoe department, and then you had men's suits. The store itself, and I knew we were going to talk about this because you warned me a week or so ago that we were going to do this. And I tried to go back when I was a boy and a young man, and the store, most people are not aware of this, I guess, or the building, was actually on seven different levels.
Seven levels.
Now, not seven stories, but seven different levels. Two of them. Three of them actually below ground. So, and you didn't see those. You didn't see two of those at all.
They were closed to the public?
Yes.
Okay.
There were workers down there, including my father,
mm-hmm.
and numerous other people. But then on the third level from the bottom were some administrative offices, but also a very important room where men bought their suits. And I don't know what your experience was in there, if you'd ever been in there much as a young man or not, but it was a circular room.
I was as a college.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have a whole lot of money.
Well, there was a shoe department there. And then if you kept walking on the left side, now after you passed through all the women's area, and you went downstairs below ground, there was a circular room where you bought suits.
Mm.
And then you went upstairs, and there was a girl's side and a boy's side. And matter of fact, Mayor Ernest Burgess' mother was in charge on one of those departments. And then you went up another level, and you had the administrative offices of the store where Mr. Goldstein had his office and so forth. And he could look out, by the way. He had a window that looked out over the downstairs portion of the store. And then you went up one more level, and you had pillows and beds and linens. And you know, Bart, I guess people are used to that today. You can go into Belk or Dillard's or wherever, and you can buy anything,
yeah,
pretty much. And that's what this store was. You could get anything.
So if that store was physically, by magic, just suddenly appeared up on the square today, and people walked into it, they would feel as comfortable as they would when they're walking into Belk's or Dillard's.
So.
Or any, I mean, it's same type of store.
Yes, like. Yes, very much so. Of course, the major difference, and there were differences. First of all, it was owned by an individual, Bernard Goldstein, who was my father's boss, and it was locally owned. He lived out on Cherry Lane, and fine individual. I mean, I enjoyed knew him quite well, and he was a very nice man.
When did he pass away?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe somebody listening does.
Might
now. When, as a county commissioner, you obviously have had a chance to go back in that building again many times. Are those downstairs levels still there?
Bart, I don't have any idea. I don't believe that the county uses those areas.
But they're probably there.
They may well be, unless they filled them in, you know, when the building was renovated. You can go up, I know, one or two levels still. It doesn't look like that from outside. It looks like just maybe a two or three story building if you just look at it from outside. But like I said, back then it was seven levels. Some of them were, I guess we'd call it split level within the store.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they later enlarged the store and bought the area next to it.
Now, is this where Big B Cleaners is now, or did they go that far down?
Big B Cleaners, I believe, and boy, I wish Greg Tucker was here. By the way, I enjoy him very much.
He does a good job.
Yeah, he's excellent. Been on Truman Show, and you've had him on. There was a furniture store there for decades, and that's the store that the Goldsteins bought, or Alton's bought, and I can come back to that in a minute. And then there was the Roxy Theater, which was a movie theater, very much like the Princess, much more famous, of course. Mm-hmm. And the Roxy was older and much poorer shape than the Princess, if that's possible.
Now, the Roxy, when you say older, are you comparing it to the Princess that was on College or the Princess that was on the square?
On College.
Oh, okay. Because you remember Princess was on the square.
Right.
Over around the Guidance Center, which is now some type of bar, isn't it?
And you've actually predated me there, if that's possible. I think Big B Cleaners bought the property that the Roxy was on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you kind of look at it, you know that it's got a drive-through.
The drive-through,
it goes down. It goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those were the aisles to the theater. And, of course, the screen was in the back on Vine Street. And it was not a great place to visit, particularly. I'm sorry if we have any Roxy people out there, but
now, for some reason, the Roxy Theater, I don't recall it being here when I was in school, but maybe it was. What would they show? Grade B movies or
monster
movies?
Well, that was about all there was. Although we got, well, the princess had Gone with the Wind. I know that. So I guess, you know, we did have great movies. But yes, Grade B. But Bart, you and I wouldn't have known the difference. It's a movie. Let's go.
There, I remember in Nashville there was a, I think it was the Knickerbocker,
yeah.
the downtown,
yeah.
between 5th and 4th maybe, yeah. and it showed monster movies. Most that was what I remember it having.
Are there any theaters still on Church Street?
I don't think there are any theaters in downtown Nashville at all.
At all?
Yeah.
Boy,
Tennessee was
like
the last one.
5 or 6, didn't they?
Oh, that was
Lowe's,
where it was.
The Knickerbocker, yeah. There were a number of them down there.
And we were with some folks the other night and talking about the way dress patterns have changed. I can remember when you'd go downtown to a movie, like at the Lowe's or the Tennessee or whatever, you'd put on a sport coat and a tie.
Yes,
I
absolutely.
Mean, even as a person in high school, you'd
yes,
do that.
That is correct. And you and I have also talked about this before, but movies generally stayed in the theater 3 or 4 days. And that was it. And you better catch them then because they were going to be gone.
Where did they go?
And, well,
I mean, they didn't go on to tape or anything.
Well, no, they did not. That's right. Of course, they would. Those movies would come in, and they were literally were films. All the, we call it hardware, all the hardware would come with that movie. All the posters, all the promotional materials, information about the movie, it all come in at the same time. And then the manager was responsible, of course, for the advertising and putting up the posters and showing the film. And it would, like I say, it would be about 3 days. Usually, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, some, you know, and then Saturday would have, they'd have a matinee maybe, and maybe a special movie of some sort. Matinee was almost always Grade B, as you said. And then they'd start the whole process over. So it was a constant flow. Now, true, that movie might go from downtown to the suburbs somewhere real close. It's not going to go anywhere. They might even drive it out there to the next guy, you know. But anyway, that's kind of how it worked.
But those theaters were packed.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember. In fact, you'd wait in line sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. It was years before they began showing them for longer than 3 or 4 days. And if I'm not mistaken, The Sound of Music played at the Bell Mead for a year.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And this was back when there was only one theater in the building.
Right, right.
I mean, you didn't go in and there were 6 different screens.
All that is very new. You're exactly right. I don't ever remember growing up as a young man that there was more than one screen. And now, I don't know, well, they got Carmack 6, and I don't know, they got 9, 10, 16 screens at some of these places. That is...
And I think that's because of the economy, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, because there, for some reason, not as many people go to the movies. You can go into these theaters, and sometimes you're the only one there.
Yeah, you're right. The movie themselves many times are on tape and out on these various companies to promote that kind of thing. You show them in your home now, and they seem like they come out almost immediately. I mean, just within a few days. And if you can just wait just a little while, you don't have to spend $5 for popcorn or whatever it is. You can get it a lot cheaper, you know.
Jeff Jordan is our guest this morning. We're reminiscing about early days of Murfreesboro, and we're approaching the segment where we open up the phone lines and you can join us. Do you remember the different levels up at Goldstein's department store? Do you remember the packed houses at the movie theaters? Whether it was The Princess or the one over in Jackson Heights. That was the one that came along after The Princess closed. And of course there was the Marlboro Drive-In and Starlight, okay. Mm-hmm. And it was an S. What was different about that I remember is it had the heaters by the, you know, right there on the speakers.
It usually didn't work.
Yeah. I always had this fear of driving off with the heater in the car.
Well, it happened.
Did it?
Oh, no, not to me, but it happened many times. You'd jerk the window out of the car.
And you'd have all that voltage on a wire. Bzzz, all that. We'll be right back. If you have some memories, call us. 893-1450.
In a color of dawn, the most splendid and
when the weather's at its worst, we're at our best. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Ford of Murfreesboro has the biggest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock now. Today, Ford has 30 Mustangs, 50 Super Duty trucks, and over 100 Ford F-150s, just to name a few. Imagine yourself driving a new Ford today. Ford also has credit experts on site to get you the proper financing that won't break the bank. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Northwest Broad Street at the Northfield intersection. Visit Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. At Bell Jewelers, we buy directly from our diamond source in Israel. Our long-standing relationship with our diamond cutter means we get to select from the best offerings first and pass the savings on to our customers. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond. Stop in soon and see for yourself.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Roberts Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Forget spending thousands of dollars at the dealership and come see me. We have complete maintenance schedules just like the dealer. At Roberts Auto Repair, we're always honest, always fair.
Good morning. Still dealing with a multiple vehicle accident on I-40 West near the junction with I-24 for folks coming in from Rutherford County. Anticipate that. We've also got quite a bit of congestion still in Murfreesboro. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Traffic easing. Old Fort Parkway at Chapman Place. Old Fort Parkway at Casey Lane. Also Broad at Church and Broad at Moore with traffic still pretty busy. Come in for a value-priced haircut. One of 9 different Middle Tennessee locations. Heads Up Hair Salon. Call today for next appointment or go online to headsupaircuttingsalon.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see sunny skies continuing in our forecast this afternoon with a mild high in the middle 50s and expect increasing clouds tonight with lows dropping to 44. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 28.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
We got some good neighbors, and we like bragging on them. Nominate a good neighbor every day. Put it in writing on WGNS. WGNS. AM FM. Online.
Welcome back. 893-1450. Jeff Jordan's with us this morning, and we're reminiscing. We've got a full line of memories on the phones here. So, Jeff, let's go take a few calls here.
Great.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. The sunshine is great.
It's beautiful out there, yeah.
I was not raised in Murfreesboro. I did not grow up in Murfreesboro. I moved to Murfreesboro from the north. Well, not actually north, but North Alabama. So my remembrance has to do with the drive-in. After my husband and I were blessed with a son, we had this station wagon. And we would love to go out there, put the seat back in the station wagon, make a pallet for our little one. Little one would play with toys for a little while and then just sleep away. So those were our memories of the drive-in, taking our son, being able to take our son and as an infant with us and having a place for him to play and for us to enjoy a movie.
Oh, those were fun days, weren't they?
Yes.
I bet you took some popcorn with you, too, didn't you?
Well, we did.
I did, too. That's why I can relate to that. We had our little boy at that time was playing in the back seat always. I'm not sure he got that involved in the movies, but he liked the popcorn.
Right. Well, at the times I am recalling is our son was... not quite that old enough to have popcorn, mm-hmm. but he enjoyed playing on the pallet in the back, you know, and when you put the back seat of the station wagon down.
Everybody had station wagons back then, didn't they? I mean, that was a big thing.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was, and we enjoyed it quite a bit, especially for him.
Well, those were quite interesting.
So that's my contribution for today.
Thank you for sharing that.
You have a blessed day now.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
893-1450.
Did the same thing, Bart, with my daughters who are very close in age, just a little over a year apart, and my wife and I did the same thing with them. We had a collapsible crib that we would take, and really, you just don't realize really how. I guess maybe it was a financial sacrifice. I don't know, but it was really pretty cheap. Really, a nice night of entertainment, and of course they'd sleep through most of it. If they weren't eating something, the kids would, and it was really nice. And a lot of people did that.
Oh yeah, those were fun days.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Jeff Jordan. How are you today?
Oh, great, and the sun is shining beautiful.
Isn't it though?
Yes, mine is about the Princess Theater where used to be where the bank is. And then across from there used to be the bus station. And then there used to be a McClellan store there in Ben Franklin. You would have to go in there and get your merchandise. And you had to get the money. They put it in the little basket and send it upstairs to give you your change and all. We have come a long way. And God is so gracious. And just thank the Lord for those things, because it has been, just so many good things that happened there. People are talking about things that happened, but it's still, we have a long way to go, but we have come a long way.
You hit on some really good memories there. The bus station, the little cage that carried money. Was that pennies that had that?
I don't remember.
For your merchandise, and you get it, and then they'll send your change back down a little while.
Yeah, interesting.
And they also would have been Franklin stowed there on the counter, and also Dickie and Griffin. I'm pretty much up there, but still, thank God. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for calling. You have a good day, too.
You know who this is.
It's Charlene.
Oh, yes. Have a blessed and glorious day.
You too, Charlene.
Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our phone number. We're reminiscing about earlier days, and it's interesting that that little basket that you'd pay.
I'd forgotten that.
I don't know what it was. It was fascinating about that. I mean, that's one thing that I do remember, and I had to be a little bitty kid to remember that.
She reminded me of Ben Franklin, which I hadn't thought of in years. Of course, I really grew up since my dad worked on the square, and that's the only job that he ever had that I knew of. He was art and display manager, then he was manager of Goldstein's. And I worked there three or four Christmases as well as a package runner, and then later in the sales.
The package runner.
We would do the in one of those downstairs rooms. Mr. Goldstein hired three or four or five really young girls, which that was good for me, to wrap the packages, Christmas packages, and he'd start that like in early December. And then we'd have to run them back and forth, up and down the steps to the customer who was waiting on you to have it wrapped. So I worked there some, but I hadn't thought about the. And my mother worked in the courthouse for a long time, and so I was on the square all the time. And Buckhannon and Tarpley Drugstore, which later became Mouty Drugs, was the place where I ate meals, because they had sandwiches there, and some really great chocolate sundaes, and also some of the prettiest girls in Murfreesboro hung out there. So. But now, there were a lot of businesses like that, and there were at one time, I don't know, at least five or six drugstores around the square. But the square was the commercial center of Murfreesboro and of the county, the commercial center. Now, Bart, as late as the early 60s, Rutherford County's economy was about half agricultural. It was almost exactly 50%, really, in 1960, the incomes that came in. And I know I did some research for Dr. Tom Vanderbilt, who remains a friend of mine to this day, in one of his classes, and it was almost exactly 50%. This would be also, of course, would include not only corn and wheat and cotton, which was very big here, but other crops as well, and dairy farmers. And just strictly hay and alfalfa also. So about 50, well, today that number would be, I'm sure, 98% commercial, and 2% agricultural. There's very few dairy farmers left, and very little major farms left.
Of course, the Rutherford County Creamery was an example of the dairy farmers.
Yes.
I mean, that was a big operation.
It was. Huge.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Jeff Jordan. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
Is there a drugstore on the square now?
I don't think there is. I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's not, Jeff, is there?
I don't think so.
The only thing that's close to being on the square is Beckman's.
Beckman's. Right? It's one block off.
Yeah, it's on College and Spring.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they purchased, and they still have in there, a table or two that came from Maldi's Drugs, which was Buckhannon and Tarpley Drugstore.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they still got a table and a couple of chairs in there, but they bought the accounts there, and they had that was their location, so they just moved everything there. But I think the Messick's, all those are gone.
Freeman's Furniture Store was by Goldstein.
That's right.
Yeah, I couldn't remember that.
Thank you.
And I remember driving around the square, and Mr. DeGeorge would be sitting on the little porch over what is now Shacklett.
Right.
And there was a hotel on the corner of Maple and College, and it had double screen doors. I don't remember if it was a Haynes or Dixie.
Don't remember. I'm sorry. You got me
don't
there.
Don't remember. Well, this was back in the 50s.
Well, we were here, but we don't remember.
Yeah, I was.
I guess we weren't looking for that.
and there was a A&P store on College between what used to be the Princess Theater and the post office, which is now the Art Center or whatever. Anyway, I remember the screen door on the A&P store and the Sally Ann Bread painting on it.
Mm-hmm.
This was also back in the 50s.
Okay.
Then A&P went to Maple Street.
Okay, I remember it over there. For some reason, I also remember an A&P, maybe I'm mixing up names, where Junior's is.
Mm-hmm.
Was it, do you remember A&P?
No, that was Hills. Why is she Hills?
Oh, okay.
There was another A&P, though.
Kroger was on the corner across Main
there.
Across
the street from, yeah.
Where the, I believe, the East Main Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Is their addition or something.
Right. I think that was our first Kroger's.
next to Dr. Goodman, that was Kroger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing those memories.
Well, you're welcome.
You have a super day. Bye-bye. Well, those were some fun days, hadn't
it? Was, and the square itself, of course, most business locations anyway, are either new or they've all changed.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than once or twice. Most of these buildings have been changed. I think the only person that had business that really hasn't changed all that much was one that advertises right here, and that's Holden Hardware.
Mm-hmm. Feels good to walk
into
that.
It does. I did it all the time because my father bought equipment there and nails and things for for Goldstein's. And I remember Mr. Holden very well. What a wonderful gentleman he was.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Jeff Jordan. How are you today?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Y'all reminiscing about Murfreesboro.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. But boy, you know, I never did agree with growth. You knew that, right? We've been discussing this for years, right?
About what did you say?
Growth.
Growth. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure we can do anything about that.
Yeah, but you know what? Nashville has always had, I heard y'all say something about wonderful Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
They've always had like a rush hour problem. Well, I guess New York City had one too. But you know what I always thought about? Why not change some of the work hours? Did that make any sense to anybody? Instead of everybody going to work normally, you'd at the same time every day with all the same confusion.
And I think some cities, like in Washington, D.C., I think where especially government offices, they let the employees say, do I want to come in early and leave early or come in late?
Yeah. And you know that wonderful intersection right there where it's broad and when you go up the hill to the guitar place, which is Memorial, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We never could clean that out and fix that up, could we? Rush hour.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We still have traffic problems.
Yes, sir. Hey, I put y'all in three different exits, right? Off I-24, and we still got a problem right there.
And you know, I'm not sure what the answer is. I mean, because we're not bigger than every other city, and we have pretty good traffic problems.
They're going to put a bridge over it, Bart.
I think they still are. I think they're still going to put a bridge.
Oh, okay.
I think it's closer than we think sometimes.
But you know, I can remember when we moved up here. You remember the Playland and Gold?
Oh, absolutely. Go down there and play miniature golf and ride the little train.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but it just, you know, they say we get large for the better. But I just like the good old days when we just go out, the guy be sitting out in the courthouse parking lot, I mean, in the yard. Whittling. You remember those days?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, what are you making? I'm just whittling.
Remember, what McClellan's had the greatest popcorn in the world?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Woo. And there was a guy who sold it. It seems like they had a stand on the square, too.
Okay.
Somebody had a popcorn stand up
on the
outside.
Was that the east side?
I don't recall exactly which side.
Yeah.
But it was outside the courthouse.
Mark, this is a question we had come up with the other day. We couldn't remember. What was the name of the drug stores before they were the ones we got nowadays? It was, you know, the drug store right here where Kroger World in Tennessee Boulevard. You know where I'm at now? But Fred's. Remember when Kroger's were right there?
Yeah, I do remember Kroger's being
there. Know, it was a drug store between Kroger's and Fred's. Anybody know the name of that?
Hmm. No, but somebody will. Somebody will call in.
Yeah, because I used to do my photo work when I would call myself a professional photographer.
Now, I remember.
We couldn't think of the name of the drugstore.
Over here by WGNS, where there's a grocery store now, that was Wilson Quick, wasn't it? Do you remember that?
No, wait. Wilson Quick was it at Jackson Heights?
Oh, is that Jackson Heights?
I'm trying to think.
Well, there was a place over here on Broad and Church. And it was a full full drugstore. And also,
Fuller's was a grocery store, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was in Jackson Heights, wasn't it?
I thought that was down here across the street.
it's not a sign that we get old.
Memories are funny.
Behind the Red Ace gas station.
Y'all have a good one, gentlemen.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Jeff Jordan. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, Bart. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
And how's Jeff?
Good morning.
Jeff, I have very fond memories of your father. I used to work at Penny's, and that's where they sent the money up to the office. You know, I pulled many of those little can things and sent the money up to the office, and that was Penny's. And I was working in the windows there. And so your dad came over one day and asked if I'd like to come and work with him at Goldstein's, and that was just thrilled me to death. It wasn't that much money, because back then you didn't make very much, but just the idea of working at that store just was a good thing. And he was always really good to me, and I worked with him in the windows, and he was a very talented man. And
well, you're kind to call, and you're kind to mention that, and I appreciate it very much. He enjoyed his job. He started doing that in Nashville in early 40s, I guess, mid 40s, and Chris's. He worked really two places. He worked for the original Mr. Fred Harvey, and then at Chris's as well, and then came here, and. Goldstein's was the only job that he ever had that I knew anything about, and he worked there until his death in 73.
Well, I wanted to tell you, too, I used to work, when we weren't working in the windows or decorating something, I used to work across from the shoe store there that was in Goldstein's.
Right.
And you were the cutest little boy. I just had to tell you that.
Oh, my goodness, you embarrassed me. That's okay.
Your mom would bring you in, and you were just an adorable little boy.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I was. No one's ever described me as adorable.
You were adorable. And okay. I also remember all those tunnels underneath the... I stepped many steps in those tunnels. And, of course, they had to store. You know, he had to store a lot of the things underneath there,
right,
too.
Right.
So, yeah, that was that was what that was for. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that you were certainly an adorable little boy.
Oh, I'm adorable again. Okay,
you're still
you.
Adorable.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450 is our number. If you're on the line, hold on. We're coming back to you in just a second. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back with the adorable Jeff Jordan.
We take you to the local games. Weird WGNS. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
We'll see sunny skies continuing in our forecast this afternoon with a mild high in the middle 50s and expect increasing clouds tonight with lows dropping to 44. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisty. Right now, it's 28.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first-quality, name-brand furniture half-price every day. Now this locally-owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the Internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway,
halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
And on the Internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
When severe weather strikes, we break in.
Our meteorologist
giving you an exclusive weather eye forecast on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Welcome back. We're honored to be with the adorable Jeff Jordan. That's going to haunt you for a while.
I'm afraid so. They'll mention this now in the county commission.
The adorable Jeff Jordan with us. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
All right, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I was thinking, Casey was thinking about Super X drugs.
Super
X. Is that a Refco? What do you think?
It could be. I don't remember. I don't remember those.
I remember going into that drugstore.
Super X's in town at one time. It was one over there, I think over there where he was talking about, and then there was another one over there across from the radio station there in that shopping center where the United Grocery is.
Yeah, I remember going there. They had a what do you call it, a dinette thing, and you'd go over there and eat breakfast or lunch, I guess, whatever you wanted to eat.
Right.
Yeah. And that was, they don't have those anymore, do they? Do they have, in drugstores, you don't find full-service restaurants, basically, is what that was.
No, you don't. I know a lot of them had everything from sandwiches to Wilson Quick, you could get a steak. I mean, you know, they had everything. And Wilson Quick was the, if you're looking at Jackson Heights, Wilson Quick was the last building on the left, all the way down to the end. And that, of course, that Jackson Heights was owned by Mr. Jackson, who owned the motel across the street, still in his name. And you know what people always amazed me was that I worked at Sullivan's for a long time there, and he would at night, many nights, he would between 8 and 9 o'clock when it closed. He would go down and walk the length of the mall and go in and visit with all the store owners.
Wow.
And he'd come in and sit in our shoe department, which was right there in the front, and talk to you and ask you how things were going and things of that nature, you know. He was an interesting man.
And I really did. It was Casey brought up Funland. That was a neat place. And I tell people like my son and daughter's age, they can't conceive of something like that. And I guess it's still down there. I don't know.
I think the spa bought most of that.
Did they buy most of it?
They've got a running track and whatnot back in there. They had a little train.
Yeah.
And they had all kinds, of course, of amusement machines.
Miniature golf.
I wish I had a dollar for every round I played down there in that
place.
It
was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Didn't matter what the weather was outside.
That's right.
Good morning. You're on with Jeff Jordan. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
I remember Hubs and Fisher store back in the day. And Case, they were right. There was a Super X store over there. Super X Drugs.
Okay. So that gives confirmation on that. Super X. Thank you for calling. Remember the statue up above the Hub store in the window?
Yeah.
And was there a story that went with that?
I don't recall. I knew him, Mr. Arbit, very well, but I don't remember.
There was a mannequin up there,
mm-hmm.
and we were told that that's a real person, and he's watching the square.
I remember if it even looked like snow, wrong. They'd run that boots commercial.
Oh, yeah.
It'd drive you crazy, but by golly, he sold the heck out of boots, I'm sure.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Do y'all remember when the matinee at the Princess, you could collect 7 RC baller caps and get in on Saturday morning as a matinee? And you see a Western of probably Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, or something like that. And you'd collect 7 baller caps. You'd collect 7 baller caps up in that day and time that you could get in for free on Saturday morning. But it took 70 cents. It took 70 cents about to see Coke was 10 cents a 10 cents a bottle at that time, and it took 70 cents to buy the 7 Cokes. But anyways, the lady that was talking about the H.G. Hills and the A&P store, the A&P store was across the street from Critchlow School, where I went to school at. And my wife was telling me that she was saying the A&P was where juniors were, but wasn't. It was across the street from where the county court clerk building is now. But I was sitting here. We were just talking about Mr. Hub, the Hub store, the other day. Some lady was talking. I can't remember who it was, but we were talking about it the other day, about those mannequins. They stood out on the front porch, and I was scared to death of them. I was a kid at that time. And it was werewolves, and he had them dressed up in suits.
Oh, boy.
I've been here all my life, but it's good talking to you. But I was just sitting here thinking about that, listening to y'all on the radio, and I thought I'd mention it. All right.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
You know, I've heard, now that he mentioned that he was afraid of those mannequins, I've heard a lot of people say mannequins are spooky to them.
Yeah.
Let's take one more quick call here before we run out of time. You're on WGNS with the adorable Jeff Jordan. How are you?
Yeah, do you remember Dipper Dan's?
Dipper Dan's.
For Jackson some reason, Heights.
Jackson Heights, Dipper Dan's. That name really sounds familiar. Was that where the bank was?
I had my birthday parties there.
Oh, I know where that is. Yeah, that's by that building that's often empty on the far, right down by the theater.
Right.
On the far side of the, yeah, I remember that.
Little ice cream place.
Yeah. Did you ever go there, Jeff?
Yeah. I know exactly where he's talking about. Yeah.
Dipper Dan's. Absolutely.
Dipper Dan's.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And he had his birthdays there, too. There were all sorts of ice cream places. Ice cream, you know, Snow White, all of those. We didn't even get into Snow White or any of those other great...
Rebel Cream, Chaclets.
Yeah.
Frosttop. Oh, my goodness.
Man alive. We're going to have to do this again because we've missed 3/4 of the town. Can you come be adorable again?
I'll be adorable another time.
Jeff Jordan visiting with us. Jeff, thank you. Have a super day.
Always great visiting with you.
Stay with us. Much more to come. Truman, the adorable Truman, is next on WGNS.
Get in my brand new place. Wipe the spots above the mirror. Don't leave my keys in the door. I never put wet towels the floor anymore, 'cause